Hey fam,
this is Nkechi, and I'm here to welcome you to another episode of GMD Gents. If you want to take part in the live discussion, feel free to find us on Twitter. We're on there Monday to Thursday, and that's where we live broadcast from, right onto the radio and also eventually here. So if you're enjoying the series, make sure that you like, follow, or subscribe, depending on the platform that you're on. Anyway, episode's about to start. Enjoy.
No, you paid for that sucker in crypto. That is what made it. That's what put you in trouble. You know what I'm saying? And you did it with a project that didn't register it right.
And then you know what? Like, the fact that you know what an unregistered security is.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? So you went into something. Now, because let's just say someone walks into a project and they don't have any idea what an unregistered security is. Okay, cool. But you know what an unregistered security is. Then you want to go complain because you put your foot into the project. I don't know. There's something so silly about that.
I feel like just DYOR is enough. You know, the reality is if you, I just don't understand what they're like, why is it now suddenly, it wasn't an unregistered security when you bought it, but now suddenly, like, what changed? Did you not know that you needed to talk about like claim this on your taxes, that yes, you have acquired I don't know, blockchain assets? I don't understand what they're saying is the problem. Like, it's like they're not getting it. The only reason that this is considered the only reason that they can say unregistered, the only reason it is unregistered is because there's no regulations in place that allow for people to like go and say, hey, we need to register with this company in order for this NFT to be vetted. There's nothing like that. During the time frame that all these things were released, it was just a renaissance. That's just what was happening at that time. If he chose to release a project and it had people coming to make purchases, and they saw on the roadmap, because you're not going to tell me Shaquille O'Neal released an NFT and there was no mint page, there was no roadmap, there was nothing on there. You're not going to tell me that, because Moisha has already described it, and we're not even in the project. You know, if the point was to give it away to charity, I think that's a noble cause. So what do you mean that? Like, were you deceived somehow? I don't understand what he's saying. Like, you sold us an unregistered security. You didn't know that there's a future where that could possibly be classified as a security. And it's not been made official that NFTs are considered securities in the United States. It's been made official in the UK, but not in the United States. So I don't understand where the reach is coming from.
The reach is coming from the fact that if he ends up having to pay any fines or money for the FTX, then they're sure to get some for the Astral.
That's what, yeah. They're just looking for a slam dunk. They're looking for a settlement.
No pun intended.
That's intended. Listen, okay, so listen, we've talked about that. We're coming up, we got about 20 minutes or so left in the space. This has been a fun talk. He insinuated that Curry got him in. You know, there was one comment that was left by Sam Stone in the YouTube chat. I just want to read it off real quick. It's on the screen if you're in the YouTube. If you're listening on the radio, I got you. I'm going to read it off. It says, this is what happens when you jump into the Web3 space and don't fully understand it, only going off the opinions of people that are around you who also don't fully understand the space. And he made that comment during the time when we were talking about Shaquille O'Neal, kind of, you know, hinting that Curry was the one that got him into it, and that's fine or whatever, but it's funny that this also applies to the people that are now, you know, bringing up this class action lawsuit. Unless you have proof that there were promises that were made that should give you the idea that there's something you were supposed to get back in return other than a clean flip, like, what made you hold it? What made you hodl it? What made you feel like, no, I don't want to sell this and just take profits? What was it? That's what you have to ask yourself. So if you're sitting here saying, oh, well, I got into this project because my friend told me about it, and da 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 da, and now a year later you want to sue, like, well, what are you suing about? There's a lot of projects that made mad promises. Metaverses, staking opportunities, the ability to have lunch with celebrities, a flight. There's mad like, when I say metaverse, I'm not even talking about one type, man. I'm talking about virtual games. They made all these promises. They didn't do none of them. A lot of them did. 99.8% of them didn't do any of them. We're still waiting on Yuga, and Yuga's a juggernaut. You know what I'm saying? So I don't know. I'm not seeing, I feel like those people have more grounds to say, yeah, this is wrong, this is this, this is that, than people that just, I mean, you bought it because it was Shaq. Like, that's not, that was, you didn't buy it because it was, So you knew it was an unregistered security, and now you want to turn around and sue about it. I mean, come on. They're looking for a settlement. They're looking for a settlement. And I guess that's fine, too. Let's go ahead and jump into the last topic today. I think this is going to be an interesting one. But before we do, I just wanted to show this to you guys. This was, who found this? Was it you, Moisha? That Nike, man, Japan is, no, I listen. Think it's
something else, but
somebody found it. You want to say something real quick before we go?
No. It's yeah, only about go. This. It's about this. This. When once you show it, yeah.
Woo! Baby, look at this sucker, man. Awesome. Japan is, I mean, we're being left behind, bro. The rapture, the tech rapture is happening and we're being left behind. Look at this. Look at the detail. Now, mind you, we had like, sorry. If you're on the radio, you can't see it. You can't see it if you're on the radio. I'm going to describe it to you in just a second. Let me get this banner off the screen here. This is just a quick little
Air Max Day. That's what I was. It's
Air Max Day.
Yeah, it's Nike. Nike is celebrating Air Max Day with this billboard.
This is crazy. So this is going to have to be an Easter egg just for the people on YouTube. If you're on the radio, just give us a second. Let us fangirl over this image because I don't even know how to describe it to you. This is as 3D as it gets, and it's so crisp. Now it's not as if this is the first time that we're seeing these kind of 3D displays at this kind of scale. We've seen them in they have these in Times Square all the time, but here's the thing. I don't know what it is about. It's because it's Nike. It's because RTFK. It's because, I mean, this is so meta. This is so meta. This is so dope. Look how clean the lines are. You almost can't tell that this is not reality. So if they can do this, and this is with the open eye, imagine what it'll look like if you have like AR goggles on or something like that, AR glasses on or something. Imagine what they can do with that. You know what I mean? If you're in the chat, if you're in the live stream with us, tell us some of your thoughts on the imagery that you're seeing. Have you seen something like this before? If so, drop what it's called and we'll still tell you that this is better. I'm not going to lie to you. Any thoughts, guys, real quick before we move on?
Just a disclaimer. It's already tomorrow there. So it's the 26th of March is Air Max Day. Don't get me wrong because I love my trainers.
Really?
But yeah, it's tomorrow, Air Max Day. Well, you know, Japan's ahead.
Yeah.
I think it's really fantastic what this company is. It's actually a Chinese collaborative that created this, and they've created others for China as well. But I think this is gonna really propel them. And I've tried to find out, and because I was reading the story last night, and I've been trying all morning to find out what they're actually using to create it, but I think it's something that they've created themselves and they are not going to be sharing it with the rest of us. But yeah, because if I could do that, I wouldn't talk to you people anymore.
Listen, I'm telling you right now, we'd have a whole gaming company up in a week, I'm telling you.
Piggyback up, off of something you two we're kind of just discussing, you know, when it comes to AR and VR headsets, I think what's going to kind of happen is this culture of if you know, you know. And yes, I think there's going to be people walking down the street with certain gear that's going to help them see things like that, that you can only see with the gear. Mm. And it's going to be amazing when you see it. And, you know, you're going to be on the street looking surprised. But it's going to just create this culture of if you know, you know. And I think it's going to be something exciting to be a part of, because when you see billboards like this, I mean, you just have to just, it's just cool.
And just so we're clear, this is without AR glasses, guys. This is not with AR. This is just, you know, correct, with your naked correct eye walking up. So, I mean, if they're able to create something like, I'm just talking about the level of detail, Fabe. Like, if they're able to create something like this, imagine. Because as you guys know, one of the stories we covered a couple weeks ago was how China was entering into the metaverse, but they were viewing it more as a workforce. They were going to treat it like a workforce, you know? They wanted it to be integrated into their schools. They wanted it to be integrated into work aspects, things like that. So if this, that's what I'm saying, like, if this is what they mean by Asia has not woken up, that is something that has been trending for the last, like, few weeks, actually. The idea that, you know, the crypto space is what it is, and yet Asia still not, they haven't really stepped into it just yet. So what's going to happen when they step into it? How is this going to affect the markets? Because that is a huge sect of just the world, period. And we're seeing like these kind of like little mini drops that just kind of show you like, well, when they do step into the market, this is the level. that they're operating at. So what are you going to be bringing to the table? This is just, this is a clear sign. And as you guys know, Nike has a very well-known connection to RTFK, which is a very well-known project in the space. For weeks, we've been hearing on and off conversation about, oh, it's, you know, RTFK is barely even mentioned anymore. It's a rug, this, this, and that. And then the next thing you know, we're seeing it like represented by, you know, influencers, or we're seeing Nike make like a statement about it just in passing. So I think this is a very, very cool representation, but it also is a great segue into our next story, which is where we're talking about Japan. Now, recently, Japan actually made this announcement that they are going to finally allow for crypto trading to occur in Japan. This has been banned. This has not been something that has been allowed for a while. But if I'm not, I'm having to go from memory because for some reason, I cannot even find the article anymore. I'm going to search a little bit deeper, obviously. But for some reason, I can't even find the article anymore because ever since that article, ever since that announcement came out, this is all I see now. It's like ever since they announced, yes, we're going to allow crypto trading in Japan, the next thing that we're seeing just inundate the media cycle is how Japan is cracking the crypto whip and it implements strict travel rule to combat money laundering. And it's like once they made that announcement, they also kind of came with the second layer of force to say, hey, but just don't think you're finna come over here and juke and jive in our country. We're going to mess you up. You know, let's pretend that we don't still remember Liquid. Okay, I still remember Liquid. I don't know about you guys. Liquid, the bailout of FTX that was supposed to open in Japan. you know, if you
that opened in Japan.
If you could just I don't know. When you say I don't know what you're talking
about. Hey Radio Fam. This is Nkechi Kwenu, and I'm just hopping in for a quick commercial break. I really hope you're enjoying what you're hearing so far. To take part in one of our live recordings, you can find me on Twitter. We host Monday to Thursday at 9 a.m. EST. Just search for NKECHIKWENU. Again, that's NKECHIKWENU. As well, don't forget that we come fully stacked with resources. If you want to check out any of these news articles that we talk about, any of these topics, visit thedailydegen.io and search for it. We've got all the information just piling into there daily with over 4 million words stacked so far. And while you're there, make sure you become a member. It's totally free. But wait, there's more. Some of you guys are just discovering us for the first time, but we've actually been hosting these shows for over a year. To get access to our old OG recordings that have evergreen knowledge in them, make sure to visit ofeden.io. That's ofeden.io. If you're already one of our holders, you can use a hoodlum to access it. And if you're not, you can find out information there on how to get it. You can also access previous episodes of Good Morning Degens within that vault as well. If you have no idea what a hoodlum is, well, friend, welcome to Web3. Visit cryptohoodlums.io to find out more. And last, but absolutely positively not least. If you want to hang out with us like in between episodes, make sure you join our Discord. You can actually find that by typing in cryptoworlddiscord.com. That's cryptoworlddiscord.com. Hop in and join us sometime. We've got thousands of members back there already, but there's always room for more. Hope to see you over there.
It was something that was necessarily sanctioned by the governments, but we know that a lot of these governments are also setting up CBDCs. Like they want to have their own internal currency that they can control. You know, Bitcoin is a world market, so it is a nice way to just see how the world is doing when you look at, you know, how much money is being pumped into Bitcoin at any time. Leaving aside the fees that ordinals are putting on Bitcoin, but outside of that, like, you know, when you do something like within the country, I think that the idea is that CBDCs, you know, it's a violation that they can track, you know, they can track you, they can track what you buy, blah, 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 woo, woo, woo. And I don't know, like, that's the same thing they can do with fiat. So I don't really see the difference when it comes to that. I think that either they're mining your data or they're not. And if you don't want to be part of that, then use Bitcoin. However, I thought it was really interesting during the pre-show when I think it was you, Moisha, that made the comment that, you know, I asked what kind of currencies can we see them allowing to be used? You know, my thing is that people don't realize what they're getting into when it comes to meme coins. They don't understand that the only reason for a coin to sustain is if it's being used by something that will keep it sustained, that will keep a certain amount of volume pumping into that coin. Now, when people are going for these meme coins, that's why people that are into Bitcoin, like myself, like so many people up here, we just kind of, you know, respectfully decline. You know, unless, you know, you want to throw like risk $50 here, $100 here. But as far as making like, you know, withdrawing everything from your savings, like we've literally encountered people that have withdrawn everything for their savings to put into Doge some years ago. Some of them got to come up from it. A lot of them did not. A lot of people did not, you know. And when it comes to like adoption like this at this level, it really is important that you are associated with the sort of currency that can be utilized there. So if not CBDCs, there has to be another option, right? And I thought it was interesting when you brought up the idea, Moisha, that it's important for them to stick to stable coins, and that's more than likely what they'll do, which I completely agree with. I just don't see like, I don't think people understand what we say about these altcoins until we see these regimes come into place. Tell me that, don't tell me that coin is going to pump. If you can't imagine using that like for currency at a reputable location, there's some coins that have been around long enough that they've made those connections. I could see Dogecoin at some point making the right kind of connection and being available. You can actually buy things with Dogecoin. It's just few and far between. And then on top of that, the stuff you can buy is not exactly, you know, I don't know, perishables. Place. You know what I'm saying? Like it's not something. It's not a returning customer type places. You know, yeah. But I don't know. I think that if China was going to choose something to be the day-to-day, I think it's going to go with the OGs, just like we talked about before. I think it's going to be Bitcoin and it's going to be Ethereum and their CBDC, because anything outside of that, they can't risk their name being associated with something that ends up being a Ponzi. And imagine how many Ponzis there will be. But then again, can you stop that? Because you can't stop me from saying, hey, Moisha, listen, I'm going to sell this thing to you, but you know what? I don't want ETH. I want Pepe, you know, and I accept Pepe from her. And then I go and translate it into ETH. They can't stop that. So I don't, you know what I'm saying?
The problem is you have to realize until yesterday, trading of any kind of cryptocurrency at home, or if you were away from home, if you were a resident of China and they found out,
you're in trouble.
You could go to jail.
Oh, yeah.
You could go to jail. If you were a Chinese passport holder, and this is only not even 24 hours that this rule has been removed. But I'm just wondering, is it really about their CBDC? Is it or are they going to let people use Bitcoin or Ethereum or some other stable coin? I don't know. And I almost feel like it's a we better say something kind of moment and not really a, yeah, this is what we're really going to do. You know, because how do you undo something that yesterday was completely
literally illegal.
Against the law?
Was illegal, legit, overnight.
I think that's kind of showing the sign of the times and where China is, because to all of your points, the irony of it is China is one of the nations that is furthest along with its CBDC, to the point to where I think the last Olympics they held, they were actually allowing commerce with it. And there's certain sections or sects that are actually getting paid in CBDC within China. So I think this is them kind of making an overall pivot. And to Nkechi's point, you know, I think they will stand on the stronger blockchains instead of allowing, you know, their populace to run amok. But in my mind, the way it works, all of this, the whole time we've been talking about this, I've been thinking of what is this going to do to the market cap of cryptocurrency? And then how is that going to have a cause and effect type scenario? Because right now, the total market cap of crypto is 1.15 trillion respectively. And as we're talking about now, the Asias are not really fully engaged. So I think it's very interesting to your point, Moisha, that how do they just suddenly make this pivot? They've got an advanced CBDC, and now they're allowing certain leniencies, I guess. And I don't think they're going to be able to stop. I think they're just inching forward, whereas in Japan is maybe opening the floodgates. So this has a lot of impact in a lot of areas in the crypto sphere.
Real talk, real talk. Yeah. You know what else has a lot of impact? You know what else has a lot of impact, guys? This is really, really important. You know what else? This track, this show, all of you amazing humans are on the show. Well, I just gotta jump in and like off now, because I honestly, like, we would literally sit here and talk for like 10 hours about this stuff if we could. So we're up on the hour now. We got to shut down. We're probably going to continue to talk about this in the post show. But make sure that you look out for our next showing. We're going to be back again on Monday, 10 a.m. EST. Make sure that you like and subscribe on YouTube so that you're notified. Follow us on Twitter so that you're notified on there as well. I always make sure to tweet these things out. I want to shout out the funky bunch up here: Moisha, Jay, Fabian, JoJo, Star, Elsa, Diamond Hand Nick, and special shout out to Christy, who can't be with us today. Fam, I think that there's definitely going to be more to be talked about on this, so we'll probably have to bridge it over to Monday. This is not stopping anytime soon, unlike us, because we only broadcast for 2 hours. Fam, if you haven't already, make sure you're following us on socials, and as always, I love you guys. Five.
Be the change you want to see in the world, even if you have to use AI.
Four.
Trust no one, suspect everyone until they prove different, especially if they're AI.
Three.
You're not too early and you're not too late. Just educate yourself. R.I.P. Tina Turner, you were simply the best.
R.I.P. You were simply the best. Two.
Yes, R.I.P. Tina Turner, and always make sure you're reading a book, if not listening to one.
Awesome. One.
For me, it's always going to be BTC over CBDCs.
All man. Right. All right.
Not like financial that. Advice.
Not financial advice. Not financial advice. Because if you go broke, we're just going to disassociate from you. We're those kind of friends. I love you guys. This is Nkechi. Thank you guys so much for spending time with us. You could have been anywhere for 2 hours and you chose to be here, and that means the world. We'll see you guys on our next broadcast. Bye.
Bye.
Hey, my loves, this is Nkechi, and I really hope you enjoyed this episode segment. Our episodes usually run about 2 hours, so if this was part one, make sure to check out part two. And if this was part two, then I'm pretty sure you know what to do. Now, here's the thing. I'm sure you noticed that even though the commercials cut in, the conversation still continued, and you had to catch up after the commercials. So, for that reason, unless you are listening on ofeden.io, or you're tuning into one of our live segments, or you happen to catch us live on the radio, you more than likely may not get the full 2 hours. So to be able to access all of our content in its entirety uninterrupted, check out ofeden.io, and also listen to the following information so you know where else to go. To take part in one of our live recordings, you can find me on Twitter. We host Monday to Thursday at 9 a.m. EST. Just search for NKECHIKWENU. Again, that's NKECHIKWENU. As well, don't forget that we come fully stacked with resources. If you want to check out any of these news articles that we talk about, any of these topics, visit thedailydegen.io and search for it. We've got all the information just piling into there daily with over 4 million words stacked so far. And while you're there, make sure you become a member. It's totally free. But wait, there's more. Some of you guys are just discovering us for the first time, but we've actually been hosting these shows for over a year. To get access to our old OG recordings that have evergreen knowledge in them, make sure to visit ofeden.io. That's ofeden.io. If you're already one of our holders, you can use a hoodlum to access it. And if you're not, you can find out information there on how to get it. You can also access previous episodes of Good Morning Degens within that vault as well. If you have no idea what a hoodlum is, well, friend, welcome to Web3. Visit cryptohoodlums.io to find out more. And last, but absolutely positively not least, if you want to hang out with us like in between episodes, make sure you join our Discord. You can actually find that by typing in cryptoworlddiscord.com. That's cryptoworlddiscord.com. Hop in and join us sometime. We've got thousands of members back there already, but there's always room for more. Hope to see you over there.
And thanks for tuning in.